Thank you, Chair, and good morning, colleagues. Chair, I think in our intervention yesterday, we addressed earlier sections of Topic 3, and this morning that we wanted to focus on the questions related to confidence-building measures. One initial comment is that we may want to refer to this section as transparency and confidence-building measures rather than just confidence-building measures. Transparency is an important dimension of what we're seeking to promote here, and we would encourage using that word in the way we frame this particular set of issues. We can be flexible on this point, of course, but think it would be more in line with the way we've been addressing these issues. So with respect to transparency and confidence building measures, we see this as a topic that relates to both parts of our mandate. That is, a set of elements of an instrument could include elements on transparency and confidence building measures, such as provisions on voluntary national reporting and information exchanges. But TCBMs could also be considered in the other possible measures, part of our mandate to address emerging technologies in the area of laws. As recognized in the final bullet of this section, the GGE itself is an important transparency and confidence building measure. I think you've heard our delegation speak often about the inherent value in this body, the GGE, and in the CCW more broadly. We view the GGE as a uniquely valuable forum to promote transparency and the international discussions on emerging technologies in the area of laws. Every state that has an interest in this topic is welcome to join the GGE's work. We also have the participation of civil society organizations, and these meetings are being broadcast on UN Web TV so that people anywhere in the world can see them. There is simply no other forum like this where we have the ability to engage on these issues. Many states have used the GGE as a forum for describing their own national policies and practices, both orally during GGE sessions and in the form of written submissions. For example, the United States delegation presented on specific weapon systems in 2018 and in 2019. We've discussed and provided U.S. Department of Defense Directive 3000.09 on autonomy and weapon systems, included a detailed presentation last year of recent updates to this particular directive. We've provided our policies on the responsible use of artificial intelligence, namely the U.S. Department of Defense AI ethical principles, as well as U.S. Department of Defense responsible AI strategy and implementation pathway. We also very much welcome the contributions of other states that have shared their national policy and practice. In our view, any future instrument should ensure that this forum is able to continue to engage on these issues. We're now seeing similar efforts outside of the GGE. For example, last year's UNGAR resolution called on states to provide submissions to the UN Secretary General for a report that he will prepare this year that will reflect the full range of views of states and will include state submissions in the annex. We welcome this effort as something that can be very useful and very useful in supporting our work in the GGE by helping to identify areas of convergence among delegations. The United States will be submitting a detailed report to the Secretary General highlighting relevant U.S. practice, as well as the good work being done in this GGE, and we encourage all other GGE delegations to do the same. Now, Chair, just to offer a few more specific reactions to some of the individual bullets that you've included in your paper. With regard to the second bullet, ensuring military documents and training for military personnel are updated, it would be useful to be a little clearer, we think, in identifying the types of documentation and training we're talking about. We assume this is a reference to ensuring that military operators are effectively trained and have the relevant documentation on the weapons they're using, but this could be made clear. That said, As noted just a few minutes ago by the Australian delegation, it's also not clear that this is a confidence-building measure and maybe not something that should be placed elsewhere. With regard to the third bullet, measures enabling an after-action review of the system to assess compliance with IHL of a system, this may just be a wording issue, but we note that as the GGE is concluded in 2019, IHL imposes obligations on states, parties to armed conflict, and individuals, not on machines. Human beings who use the system rather than the systems itself are the ones who must comply with IHL. So again, this just may be a wording issue, but we want to make sure that we're a little bit more precise. We support the fifth and the seventh bullets, establishing a non-legally binding code of conduct to promote responsible behavior and strengthen compliance with international law, and the reaffirmation of the 11 guiding principles. Although I will say, Chair, the 11 guiding principles have been reaffirmed already by the high contracting parties, and in our view, should already be shaping the behavior of states in relation to this set of issues, but obviously wouldn't object to a continued reaffirmation of those principles. With regard to the sixth bullet, commitment to retaining human responsibility and meaningful human control over the use of laws, we would like to explain why we don't think these are useful transparency and confidence building measures. So first, with regard to states expressing a commitment to retaining human responsibility, I think we would see this to be counterproductive. We view states and individuals as responsible for the use of autonomous weapon systems, and we're concerned with this language because it suggests that responsibility is only a commitment, and that in fact machines could be responsible. We don't think that states or individuals can use laws and thereby evade their responsibilities in this regard, and so we want to be careful not to use language that would implicitly endorse this argument and undermine what we view to be existing legal principles related to responsibility. Second, with respect to a commitment to meaningful human control, my delegation would like to note that this term has been discussed for many years in the past in the GGE. It's subject to divergent understandings. It's clearly not found consensus. And my delegation provided a working paper in 2018 that explains our perspective and discusses in detail why we don't find this to be a particularly helpful term. Because there is not consensus on this term and because it is so amorphous, we don't see a commitment to this term as promoting transparency or building confidence. So, Mr. Chair, those are just some more specific reactions as well to some of these points. And again, we just want to thank you and the team very much for including this. We think this is an important part of our discussion. Thank you.
I would like to thank the distinguished representative of the United